welcome to Team Duct Tape Podcast with your hosts, Josh Espinoza and Brian Lakes.
It's April 19th, and this is episode 27 of the Team Duct Tape Gaming Podcast, where we talk about the games and geeky things we love to the people who care. I'm Josh Espinoza, and unfortunately, there's no Brian tonight.
I was about to say, I am not Brian Lakes.
So, as we talked about in the last episode, Brian had some things come up where he was going to be out of town for a couple weeks, and I had a little procedure done, so I wasn't in the mood to do one the first week, and then he's gone for the next 2 weeks. Anyway, so so you guys don't have to go too long without a new show, I decided, why not sit down with my wife? She plays games, and we can kind of talk about what she's been playing.
Do you have anything you want to talk about?
You know, I've been playing a lot of different things while I was laid up for a few days. I played a lot of Final Fantasy Record Keeper. It's an app on the, I think it's on both devices, on Android and iOS. I don't know, but I have an iPhone, so I know it's on iOS. And it's a free-to-play Final Fantasy game. It's got the, you know, the typical free-to-play stuff where you buy gems and you can use those gems to do various things like buy energy and buy gear and stuff like that. But it's got the turn-based style play, and you play different characters from the different Final Fantasy games. So the story of the game is you're this record keeper, you know, like the game name, and there's this, you know, dark energy trying to take energy from the different stories of the Final Fantasy games. And
well, wasn't one of the Final Fantasies that it was dark crystals, and
it's,
they had to go,
that's the first one, but they're always, okay, it's the dark energy and you're trying to stop it. But anyway, so you're this record keeper, and your goal is to go through the stories again and beat them or correct them or whatever. And so you go through, you play, and they've only got like 5 of the games in there right now. I'm assuming there'll be more in the future, and they do events every day. There's a daily dungeon and stuff like that, but it's all turn-based. And the nice thing, though, is you get to play with different characters across them. So, like, you have your Cloud, and you have Sephiroth, and Ares, and Tidus, and Waka, and there's a handful from the first one. Obviously, they're no-name, like Fighter, and White Mage, and Dark Mage, and
because those are so original
Black
names.
Black Mage or whatever. Yeah. So, and you make your team, and so you can swap them out. Each one has their own abilities, and there's different equipment, and all that jazz, different abilities.
Yeah, I have it downloaded on my phone. I haven't really touched it yet.
Yeah, so it, you know, that's what I've been playing mostly, really, is a lot of that. And so, unfortunately, tonight might be a little loud in the background, because usually Sarah takes the kids and goes and occupies them while we record. So,
well, they're gaming on their devices, so,
and they like to have everything turned all the way up.
Well, the problem is baby knows how to turn it up.
Yeah.
So if you turn it down, he turns it right back up. So we do apologize for any background noise you might hear. Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
So for me, since I've been having to potty train the Odin a lot this week, which you can hear about that on our other podcast, I have been having to have like my handheld. So, you know, the DS or something on my phone. Mostly, nobody wants to hear about my Candy Crushing on the phone because that's just pretty boring. So I've been playing Yoshi's New Island, and I'm a perfectionist. So if I don't beat it with 100% the first time, I'm stuck on the same level for like hours until I get the 100%. I haven't played any of the extra islands or the extra levels on the extra islands because they're kind of difficult, obviously. But it's pretty, that one's a pretty fun, you know, new take on the old Yoshi's Island. You can go through the game and, like, if you don't, like, it's really sad if you don't beat it after a couple of times. Like, say you keep dying, it starts to give you feathers that gives you... So these feathers, what they do is they protect you from enemies. So basically they bounce off of you, which is kind of pathetic if you think about it. Where it's like, you've died so much that we're just going to give you a free-for-all. Just don't fall in a hole, okay?
I think there was a VG Cats that made a joke about that. And do you turn like into like a raccoon-looking thing?
No. You basically have an aura around you. Mm. So you start out with a silver feather. And if you still suck that bad, they give you a gold feather. So the gold feather basically lets you fly up far enough where it's like if you fall in a hole, it's like, hurry, press the button, and you can get back up. Yes. So it's pretty pathetic, but I've had to use it a couple times.
On the VG Cats comic, because I know that there was the raccoon thing before, but in this one, like a white raccoon-looking thing. And he got this feather after he'd been fired like so many times, you know, and so he was getting fired again and the little thing popped up and he hit it and the little feather looking thing dropped out and he turned into a white raccoon looking thing guy. And then every time he touched anything, they just exploded.
It just bounces off of you or like...
Well, you know, it's a comic, so maybe they're being a little bit more...
Yeah. They should explode, though. That would be hilarious. Like,
well, and then, so he was like, after he exploded a few people, he was like, oh, this is too much power for one person. So he goes up to jump off of the roof, you know, to kill himself.
Uh-huh.
And he very nicely floats down to the ground, you know. And it's like, oh.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, it's a pretty fun game, though. I would have to say, at least that's for what I've been having to do. Mobily, you know, because it's easy to shut it when I have to go take him and stuff like that, and you just open it back up. But some of the stuff that I've been playing that's not been so very mobile, you know, because PlayStation gives you the free games every month, and I tend to like to play those because I like independent games. They're a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
There's been two that I've been playing. One I did beat, which was Contrast. It kind of reminds me of the game Limbo. Which I did beat that one as well, but so it's basically this little girl, it's her world, and she's the only thing that isn't a shadow, and she has a shadow friend, basically, like I wouldn't say she's a make-believe friend, but she's a shadow friend. Mm-hmm. And they go around and have adventures in their town and stuff together, and you're the shadow friend. And so it's a puzzle game. You go through and you try to figure out how with this shadow you're going to do things and how to get this little girl through all these obstacles and stuff to get to her parents. And it's pretty fun. A lot of it did remind me of Limbo, though, because Limbo is basically all like a shadow game. Ooh. Baby found the music. But I would have to say it's definitely good for an independent game. Mm-hmm. I think it had pretty good reviews too. And if you like puzzle games where you kind of have to think a little bit, I think it would be definitely a go for you.
That was one of the original games when we bought our PS4 mm-hmm. that came with it. So that's kind of funny. It's funny because we have the PlayStation Plus, but Sarah's the one that plays those games for the most part.
Well, I like them, you know. Most of them are pretty fun. Some of them you're just kind of like, you can just get rid of this one.
Yeah.
Here, you.
They're not all for everybody, you know. There's been a few, like, there was that horror run 'em, and me and Brian even talked about it when it came out, where you're just basically watching a story, I should say. I'm sure there's puzzles and stuff, but the problem is it's all you. There's no way to like kill the enemies. You just have to run from them, more or less. And that's not really my game. You know, there's other version like styles out there where, you know, like the Telltale games where you're more or less just watching the story happen. You make a few decisions, but overall, it doesn't really change the game all that much.
Yeah, that's like the Walking Dead games.
Yeah, the Telltale games.
Yeah, where you have to push a button. Those are pretty fun, too.
But yeah.
Like, yeah, that's the horror one.
Right.
I didn't like that one either.
At least with the Telltale games, there's stories about games that I am already into. So, like, the Borderlands one, they just came out with the second episode for that. I haven't got to play it yet or sat down to play it, but I plan to, here very soon. We actually had to move my computer into the other room because the kids didn't want to leave it alone, and we were going to end up getting some broken equipment, so I just moved into the other room. Maybe when they're a little older, I can put it back out in the front room where I'd like it to be, but,
Well, you don't want Odin knocking down your computer. That's all you'd need.
Yeah, or my monitor or something. And so, but anyway, what else have you been playing, Sarah?
There's another, again, it's the PS4 Plus games. It's Valiant Heart. So it's kind of like a Telltale game as well, where, but the fun thing is though, so it's about World War One. I'm pretty sure it's World War One. And so you get to play three different stories. You have an American, an Austrian, and a German, and you play from all their sides, and then it gives you realistic facts and stuff during the game. And, so you're just playing throughout their stories and, they're all interconnected at some point, and I actually really enjoy it because I like history though, and it gives you actual facts, and like when Germany was trying to invade Paris, it was a Frenchman, it wasn't an Austrian, it was a Frenchman, because they're going in through trying to get into France, and France is holding them off at the border, and it's pretty fun though, because like I said, it's a Telltale game, and I like Telltale games. And of course, it's got the puzzles in it because I'm a puzzler. And but it's if you like that kind of game and you would like to know some historical facts and stuff like that, it's actually a pretty fun game. I'm trying to think of the proper word. Like, it gives you kind of like a sense of connection, I guess, because it is something that actually happened and some of the things I just didn't know, So I liked it. I haven't beat it, but it's definitely pretty fun.
Yeah.
So.
So that's something Brian has been talking a lot about Pokemon the last couple of weeks because that's all he's been playing. Unfortunately, someone's been hogging the 3DS.
I don't know who that would be. Jerks.
And so I haven't really got to play a whole lot of Pokemon, and so I'm sure he'll be wanting to talk a lot about that next week or next show.
Oh, I'm sure he's all Pokemoning it out on his trip.
I'm going to have to try and steal the 3DS maybe and get some more time on it. You know what I've been playing a lot of lately is I've been playing WoW again. They came out with the WoW token a little while ago, and what was it, two Tuesdays ago?
Mm-hmm.
A Tuesday ago, whatever. And so basically it's their way of you buying gold in-game. So you buy these tokens with real money, and then you trade those for gold. And those tokens are basically game time. So it's a month of game time per token. And you can also just buy those tokens with gold, and there's your game time for the month instead of paying the subscription. And not that $15 was a lot of money every month. It was just kind of like, I just didn't want to pay it for what I was playing. But I did happen to have a lot of gold. And so I was like,
why not?
25,000 gold. And in fact, I think it's down to like 23 or 24,000 gold right now per token. I can make that easily a month with my alts and just doing their garrison tables. I was like, I'll just play this. And if I'm playing it, great. If I'm not, then I won't be, it's not, no loss, really.
Yeah, well, do you think that's their way of trying to, combat gold farmers? trying to keep people from buying gold from them, or?
Sorry. Yes and no. Well, yes, obviously. It's...
Because it's going to be cheaper altogether, just go through them, isn't it?
That's the thing. I haven't looked at actual prices for a long time, so I don't know any hard numbers. But if I can recall, compared to what it was when I looked back in like vanilla time, I haven't looked in forever, but You were probably going to get more gold if you went through a third-party seller per dollar. The problem, though, is you're going through a third-party seller. You don't know if they're if you're going to get your money or your gold. If you know you're giving them your credit card or your PayPal account,
you're get giving. Hacked.
Yeah, you might get hacked. You don't know. There's all those variables, and so is the. You know, chance that you might get hacked or you might get ripped off worth the extra gold that you might get. So it gives you a way to buy that gold still.
With
that,
you know, with, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And well, I still am the proudest one out of everyone in our guild. I never got hacked.
and so, you know, like I said, you it gives you the option to play.
Yeah.
Or to buy gold if you want it. You might get it at a lower rate, but that rate also fluctuates depending on, you know, how, you know, the whole supply and demand thing. You know, the price will go up if there's, I think if there's less of them, I guess, right?
Yeah. And you have a legitimate way of actually buying it at this point.
Right, it's a legitimate way of doing
it. You know for a fact you're not going to get hacked.
Right, well, and that's the other thing is I've noticed that prices of really high ticket items now people are talking about trading. So, you know, whereas this mount might have been 50,000 gold, now people are like, 2 tokens kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which I mean, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
You know.
And so, I mean, there's that both ways. You can think of about it both ways. Is if you're buying tokens from people as trade and then using them yourself, then you're saving yourself 2 months subscription kind of thing. So there's $30 that you paid for that, basically. Oh, sorry.
Old man pill. I would like to play WoW again, but, you know, I have to have something that pauses, because if I don't have something that pauses, then, you know, I'd be in the middle of a dungeon, and one of the kids would need to be changed or fed or go to the bathroom, you know? So it makes me kind of sad, because I used to really enjoy playing WoW. And it's a little sad because I kind of miss it. But at the same time, it's kind of like, well, you know, I also like the option of pausing and walking away.
Everyone that's watching the video now gets to see my PJs.
Yeah, your sexy Mario PJs.
Anyway, but yeah, and that's the thing is when I play WoW now, usually I get in, I do my garrison tables and all that stuff. And that's a typical play session for me, is if I get that stuff done, that's good enough. And then on the weekend, I do like to do the LFR now and again when I can, but same thing is I need to be available to help if I need to, you know? And so...
Yeah, the days of all-night raiding, and, you know, are slightly gone for us.
Right. And, yeah, that's gone. We used to do that pretty regularly. And so, you know, one thing that kind of was an idea for me is, or sorry, I don't even know, I'm having a little bit of a brain fart, but, you know, a lot of people were talking about, you know, this whole token system is the death of WoW and the death of the subscription and all that, because now Blizzard's going to be losing all this money because it's so easy to make gold and people are just going to buy their subscriptions that way and yada.
Well, there's still... I mean, I don't know. That seems weird to say it would be the death of WoW.
Well, no, not the death of WoW, but, you know, the first step of them going completely free to play and stuff. And I disagreed before, but I was listening to the instance, and a call-in actually had a really good point about that.
Yeah.
Is there's not just this unlimited number of tokens out in the world. Like, they don't just produce them. They're not just available for you to buy at any time with gold. Somebody has to have purchased that token with real money for it to be on the market for you to buy it.
Yeah, that's true.
And so if you redeem a token for a subscription, basically the other player that you bought that from paid for that subscription, your subscription. So they're getting their money regardless.
Yeah.
So essentially, I think, and the person that called in to make this comment, he said it as well, and I completely agree with him. They're probably actually going to make more money from this, because there's people like me that don't want to pay their subscription, but they have plenty of gold to burn.
Yeah.
So essentially, I'm buying tokens from people. They're paying for my subscription for me.
Huh.
And so and it's just trading. And so I didn't think about it that way. I was kind of thinking that, you know, what were the adverse effects of this going to be? And I think it just makes sense now.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think that in the end, it's actually going to make them more money than it's going to cost them.
Well, you know, even if it was on the decline of WoW, I mean, they've had a good run. I mean, what, 10 years?
Yeah, and I don't know what the subscription numbers look like right now, right this second. Just based off what they talked about last time where they were at like an all-time high, over 10 million. Not an all-time high, but like an all-time high since their big peak where, I don't know, they were up at like 12 or 15 million, something like that.
People are going to unsubscribe and stuff for a while when, you know, an expansion's been out and they've done most of their raids and the dungeons.
And that's just the nature.
The only thing to do is farm. So, I mean, of course their peaks are going to come up when an expansion comes out. Right. And they're going to dwindle and then they'll come out with another expansion. And
well, yeah, but what I'm saying is this peak was higher than all the other expansion peaks.
Oh, since like vanilla?
Yeah, since like Burning Crusade. Because they do. They always have those cycles where their subscriptions go up right after expansion, then they kind of taper off and then they go back down as time goes on. But this was an all-time like peak with the expansions is something along those lines.
Got it.
But the other thing, though, is this... What was I saying? I just totally had a brain fart.
We were talking about WoW and the expansion peaks and the expansion down. And
the dungeons. They're talking about in the PTR, they're putting in a time walk mode or something like that. So essentially the idea is that you're supposed to be able to do the old dungeons, all of them, on your high level characters, like, and it's supposed to be like leveled up properly.
Oh,
which would give a whole bunch of new dungeons to do, because
that would be pretty fun. I did the what was it, Ragnarok?
Yeah, Molten Core.
Yeah, Molten Core.
No, I'm talking about dungeons. Those are raids.
Oh, sorry.
They might add stuff like that in. Raids are a little bit different because usually there's a lot more mechanics to deal with.
Well, and I highly doubt that you could really get 40 people at this point to function well together. Well,
they did do that for the 10-year anniversary where they did the... they leveled up Molten Core so everyone could go run it at, you know, the current level.
Yeah.
And it sucked, actually.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, having 40 people in an LFR to try and do that stuff, it just was not fun. I got through it the once.
And then you were like, I'm done.
To get my mount, and I was done. That was it. Not
that much fun.
I wasn't going to do it again, yeah. I mean, if I was playing with 40 people, 40 friends or some, you know what I mean, something like that.
If we had 40 friends.
That might be different, but yeah, doing an LFR with that kind of, for that kind of raid, that wasn't fun for me.
No. I wouldn't assume it would be. And I know that, like, since I played, I think the last time I played was Lich King.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the functions have changed and stuff. So I would, even if I did play, I'd be totally lost.
Yeah, they do overhaul every class, more or less, every expansion. So it does. Yeah, if you skip a few expansions, it is very different. And it's all that makes it harder to come back. Hey, buddy. Uh-oh.
That doesn't look good.
And so, I think that'll probably do it for this week. You know, kids are starting to get a little restless. And
they're breaking things.
And they're breaking things. So, we'll call that a show. Like I said, I just wanted to give you guys a little show since we've been gone for a couple weeks. And Brian should be back starting next week, so we should have a new show next week.
I know, you won't have to deal with my face.
You can contact the show and email us, tell us what games you're playing and what you think about them or whatever you want at teamducttapepodcast@gmail.com. You can check out our website and see what we're doing, see what other shows we do and what we're, you know, anything we're doing there at ducttapeguild.wordpress.com. And as always, you can follow us on Twitter at TDTGuild. I always post the new shows and links to the YouTube videos and anything we're doing there. So, I guess we'll see you next week.